Kuga Bepke, formerly of Congo Kinshasa.
It's a moment in their lives they will never forget. Having their name called and being handed documentation that says you're officially a citizen of the United States.
Augustine Yovanga Nkambe, formerly of Congo Kinshasa.
I feel
America.
I feel home. I feel home now because more people ask you, where are you from? Where are you from? And say, now I'm a citizen, so I'm an American from Congo.
Augustine Kiambi emigrated from Congo in 2013 with his family after winning a diversity lottery. In Congo, he was a construction engineer, but the studies for that job are different here in the U.S. This past May, he graduated from Erie Community College.
I have my degree now as an engineer, an American engineer. So now I'm in the process of finding a job that will fit my studies.
International Institute Executive Director Eva Hassett says Buffalo is one of the top cities in the country for the percentage of people eligible to be citizens that actually become citizens.
We have lots of agencies also that I think help citizens prepare, people who are eligible to be citizens, prepare for the test that they have to take, which is a written and a spoken test.
Please repeat after me. I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America.
Being World Refugee Day, Hassett asked those in attendance to think of those currently not lucky enough to become citizens. Currently, there is over 65 million displaced people in the world and over 25 million refugees.
These are people fleeing starvation, fleeing death, fleeing persecution because of who they are. And I think it's very important that we remember in this country, we get to be who we are. We aren't persecuted for who we are. Liberty and justice for all, freedom and equality are American values, and we need to remember them and practice them.
We're going to call upon new citizen Jane Bell of the United Kingdom to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands.
Jane Bell, originally from the United Kingdom, has lived in the United States for nearly 20 years.
I'm looking forward to being able to vote. I'm looking forward to, not necessarily looking forward to serving on a jury, but I'm happy to do that and anything else.
Bell worked for a company in London that happened to open an office in New York City.
So I volunteered to come over because it was a while ago, and I just thought, yeah, that'll be an adventure. Let's go do that. And my husband came over as well.
They plan to stay for only a couple of years before moving back to the UK.
Which we did, but then decided we missed America, so ended up coming back again.
For Bell, the process to become a U.S. citizen was long and hard.
There's a lot of hoops you have to go through. It's expensive. Usually you need some help.
You have to be in the U.S. for at least 5 years in order to naturalize. Bell says the current political state of the country leaves many people misinformed about the process.
People think, oh, it's easy. They're just letting anybody in and they don't check. Believe me, they check everything. Like, you don't get in very easily. You have to pass tests. You have to, they do huge background checks. You have to have medical. You have to have your fingerprints taken, all your biometrics. As I say, you have to pass civics tests. You have to learn about geography and history. You have to have a basic knowledge of English. So there is a lot you have to go through. So it's certainly not something that can be taken lightly or can be done very easily.
Kiambi says Americans also have misconceptions about other areas, like Africa.
When they see, movies or something, they think that Africa is like a forest, a jungle. Most of people are asking, were you living with lions? But I come from the city. Kinshasa is a big city like Buffalo. I've never met a lion. I've never met a gorilla. Maybe on the zoo.
Or that I will perform work of national importance.
The U.S. has 25 more citizens than it had yesterday, from Germany, Pakistan, Jamaica, the U.K., and several others, including Congo.
This is American dream. I came. I was dreaming. I came. I did college. I'm now American. That's part of American dream.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.
Congratulations. You are now citizens of the United States.